But I just want to say how blessed we are to be a part of this body. And for each person, what a treasure you are. And we're going to talk about, because I just said thanks. And if you notice, though, I went beyond just thanks. And this is what I want to talk about. I want to call this after thanks. Because what happens after thanks is where power takes place. And it's when you start to magnify what somebody's done. Like Cody. It's like, thank you for being here last week, but did you know what Cody did? He crawled underneath there, and I told him to take a card out of there and put another card in, and he's listening to me and not getting frustrated and not saying I can't do it. Wow, Cody, I want to magnify you. So, thanks gave me an opportunity to look. Sorry, Cody, I'm putting you through this, but thanks gave me an opportunity to look towards Cody, but praise began to magnify Cody. Now, don't y'all think more of Cody than you did before? Just because I, yeah. So what thanks does is it looks at what he did for me. What praise does is looks at him. Can you see the difference? Yeah. So I want to delve into this a little bit. And I have a little example that I wanted to share. And it's funny because I looked in my app and I didn't get the first paragraph in there. So I actually got it in there. If you already loaded your notes, you might want to just refresh because that first paragraph's in there now. So it kind of gives you some context. Because when we got to JFK, we found out actually that LaGuardia is only like 30 minutes away from our hotel. But JFK is where we flew into, and so we got to take an hour-long ride in an Uber. Was it hour? Or was it more than an hour? It was about an hour, but you know, it's crowded. The highways are crowded and everything else. And I got to sit in the front seat, and I got to sit with this guy from India. And you know, trying to make conversation, you know, but you get to know people when you're with them for an hour, you know. And they're doing something for you, but I'm gaining this appreciation for this person, you know. And so he has a little dog, you know, in the cubby of the console, you know. And he's got a bobblehead dog sitting on the you know dash. And so I assume he likes dogs. So I try to go there, you know. So you got dogs. No, I just put those there for my customers. Well, we found that out, you know. You know, but I appreciate that. You know, he cares about me, his customer. He put a dog, a bobblehead dog there on there. You know, and then I get to asking him, he's got a little temple, you know, over here on the, it looks to me like a Hindu temple. You know, we got these ones over on Huff and New Hope and stuff. So I go there. It's like, so you're Hindu? Well, no, I'm Sikh. You know, and they're similar. But he said, all my family has these big beards, you know, it's part of what their religion is about, you know. So, okay, we found that out, you know. So where do you live? Found out, you know, he pays about as much as it takes to rent a place around here in Queens. I'm sure if you got over into the city, it's going to be a whole lot more. But anyway, you know, you're finding out stuff about this guy's life. He's living with his brother. His brother, he gets done driving the car, his brother takes the car. Look, I know something about this guy, right? So we get out. He had to park in the street. It was so crowded, you know. He jumps out and gets all our luggage out. And what do you do when you leave an Uber guy? You just say thanks, don't you? Right? In that moment. And Uber comes back with an opportunity for you. Right? To not just thank him, but to praise him. Can you see that? Yeah. And they actually give you an opportunity to say something about him if you want to, right? You can make a comment. But you can give him some stars. Just giving him stars is something. But what really works is for them is the money, right? Actually, you know, it goes right along with the, because they get favor. Based upon what you say about them, that is so much more than you just saying thanks when you leave. Is that right? It went from thanks to praise. Praise is so much more powerful. Amen? Thanks is necessary because it gets your attention on the person. Amen? But when you're thanking, you're actually looking at what was done and not the person. Can you see the difference? Yeah. So I want to look at after thanks. Can we do that today? All right. Thank you, Father God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day that you've made. We can rejoice and be glad in this day. We don't have to be downcast. Our soul doesn't have to be downcast. We can be strengthened. We can be renewed. We can be lifted up in you today. And so, God, we give you thanks for that. We just ask you, Lord, in these next few moments, for there to be an impartation, a light that comes by your Spirit that helps ours, Lord God, to be lifted up, to be empowered, to walk in this newness of life that's ours already in Christ. We give you thanks for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. All right. So, Psalm 104. Thanks gains entrance to the place where praise activates chain-breaking faith for breakthroughs. How many like to have a breakthrough? Did you know you don't just get your breakthrough by just singing about a breakthrough or just waiting for God to show up with a breakthrough? Amen? You have to access the breakthrough. And what's really cool is where the breakthrough takes place is a place. It's the courts of the Lord. When you think about courts, that's where the action is taken. That's where the interaction is taking place. That's where you're having an encounter with somebody that's in there, in the courts. Amen? How you get in there is thanks. But how you go there and get something out of it is praise. Okay? Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Man, it's essential. If you're going to go there at all, I think it's a really equipping, because sometimes we just want to make it all about our praise. And I don't want to come against things too much, but it's not about your praise, it's about your heart. And what thanks does is it turns your heart towards him, amen? So that now when your praise is coming out, it's not about you. It's about him, amen? Because the more it's about him, the more it will lift you up. How many would like to have faith to move a mountain? You know, all it takes is being more impressed with God than the mountain.
Come on.
Amen?
Yes.
And you know what praise does? It puts a magnifying glass on the God that is already way bigger than the mountain. Amen?
Yes.
But what does it require? Because mountains are there. What are we going to do? We're going to start praising the one who's the king over the storm rather than the storm. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God.
Good.
So enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and then praise his name. So what are you doing? You're giving him thanks. So much. How many of you have some things to thank him for? Amen? And it's wonderful. We just had Thanksgiving and everything. But man, if you just stop with thanks, you didn't give that guy a tip. You didn't give him some stars, you know. God needs more than just thanks. He needs more than us just focusing on what he did for us. That's not a small thing. He needs our heart lifted up to him about how big he is. Not just what he does. You know, the stuff that he does for us is so menial compared to who he is. Amen? And if we can get our eyes bigger than just making our rent this week or, you know, making a car payment or getting something, if we can get it onto him, all that stuff, more than anything we can imagine. Amen? So we let our thanks get us through the gate to where our focus is on his face. And then the praise begins to be a powerful transformation. Amen?
Amen.
Let's go here a little bit. I think this is going to be good. Amen. I just want to make a couple statements here about thanks and then praise. Okay, so I've got a few of them here. I'm just going to read through them. Thanks can be an expected obligation. How many do that? You can thank your waiter. You can thank your, you know, because you're obligated to. You're really not a very nice person if you don't just say thank you, right? But sometimes we can really feel like we're getting off the hook by, well, I said thank you, right? Praise can be a choice of impassioned relationship. I was worried about these words. It's like, I don't want us to be too, you know. But it does need to be your heart. Amen? How many have had somebody wait on you that you just started talking about them later? It's like, man, that guy was really there, you know? Yeah. Have you ever done that? And it's like you tipped them and everything else, but what it's like, you're going to recommend them. Well, if you go there, get this person, right? I thought about this too. Social media is based upon this, isn't it? And I found this, you know, when you post something, it's really nice when somebody does a thumbs up, isn't it? In fact, if you like something, you're obligated to at least do something, right? I look at that like thanks, right? But when does it become powerful for the person who posted? It's when you make a comment, right? Right? You start to magnify it. Not only was it a good post, not only was it something great that you experienced, but now you are adding your words to it. And now it's expanding. It has a much greater effect, doesn't it? Yeah. How many have experienced this? Yeah. You know? Oh. And then what's even better than that? You share it. Amen? What are you doing? You're praising. You're not just giving thanks. Not just, hey, good. There's a lot of posts I don't even thank, you know, it's like, I just go through. But you start to add to the value of that and to its power to affect somebody else when you begin to do something more with it than just acknowledge it. Amen? Okay, Thanksgiving acknowledges what someone, boy, I just used that word, didn't I? Thanksgiving acknowledges what someone has done, right? But praise affirms who someone is and contributes to their reputation. Don't you like that? Remember that psalm we just read? Give thanks to him and do what? Praise his name. What is his name? You know what? People say Jesus and sounds so different in different parts of the world. It's not the forming of the word. It's the reputation of that name, isn't it? Yeah. It's all the stuff that you can be thankful for, but it's about him, the one who did it. Is that right? Yeah. Man, I want to encourage us in this. This needs to be an expanding part of our relationship with God. Praising him. What does he really mean to us? I'm not just going to thank him. I'm going to start talking about how great he is. Amen? Okay, let's see. Where am I? Thanks is necessary for turning to the giver of every good thing. What does it do? What does thanks do? Get your eyes off the problem and to the one who did something about it. Amen? So it's very valuable to say, wow, what a blessing this is. Thank you. But as soon as you say thank you, you're saying it to somebody. Amen? And then you're entering in through a gate that has potential. It's after thanks that power is accessed in praise. Oh, man, let's go there. Amen? Thanks is about something received. Praise is about the one who gave it. Amen? All right. Got some examples here in Scripture. Man, Psalms is just so full of this. The wonderful thing about praise, it's an escape from a void into a place of abundance. Amen? If we're ever going through something in our life that we're overwhelmed by, there's an escape from that in praising Him. Psalm 103, 2. So we thank Him for things, right? Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things He does for me. He's almost saying in this inverted, right? May all that I am praise Him because I enter in by remembering what He's done for me and give Him thanks. Amen? Yeah. Praise. Look at praise here. Psalm 29:2. Honor the Lord for the glory of His name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness. I encourage you to go back and read the whole chapter on some of these things, right? Because, I mean, David is developed in magnifying stuff about God. It's like, God, show me how to do this stuff where you talk about God like He's riding on the heavens and He's shouting through the storm. And, you know, and it's like, God, make it to where I begin to go to the place where You are way bigger than I can even begin to comprehend. Amen? Because in every declaration of praise about Him, not just what He's going to do for me. Amen? That's part. And you know, some people want to say, oh, God, I just don't want You to do anything for me. I just want to praise You. Well, that's what He does. He's a giver. Amen? That's why thanks is so necessary. Because it gets us into the realm of the giver. But then when we get there, we almost forget about the stuff He did for us because He's so amazing. He's so big. He's so worthy. He's so holy. Amen? And so it becomes very important in our praise to not keep our focus on what He gave us, but to get our focus on Him. Amen? Is this making sense? All right, say, this makes sense. Punch somebody and says, this makes sense. All right. All right. Thanks turns reception into a worship encounter of glorifying. So, when you go through that thanks door, it opens up a potential of honoring His presence, of worshiping Him in this place. But not if you just stop with thanks. Amen? And we'll see. There's a song. We actually sang this at Brooklyn Tabernacle. Remember this song? Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I'm rich. Let all these things. And we'll kind of get to this a little bit. But what happens when we begin to praise Him in this place is we get lifted up into an awareness of who He is that transforms who we are and turns us from a doubter into a believer. Amen? So good to sing about how we believe, but we believe because we're more impressed with Him than anything else. Amen? Let's look at this passage out of Luke 17. And this is where the lepers, right? Jesus encountered the lepers. Then as He entered a certain village, there met Him 10 men who were lepers. Not leopards, but lepers. Who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when He saw them, it's like they were a team. Us. They'd been doing this for a while. Being lepers together. Okay. We're the leper team. we just went on, was it Thursday we went and did that? Was it Friday that we did a game show thing? We had to come up with team names. Well, this team name was lepers. Okay. Anyway. I'm sorry. That was really bad. So when He saw them, He said to them, go, let's see. Yeah. Look what he didn't even tell them they were healed, did he? He told them to go, right? Go show yourselves to the priests. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. What did they do? They obeyed, first of all. And we're going to see that gratitude is associated with obedience, too. When you really believe it's yours, you do what you're told to do, right? But one of them, I'm going to put but there instead of and, because I like but better right there. But one of them, when he saw that he was healed, discovered that he was healed, he said, I guess I should say thanks. He was brought up right, wasn't he? He wasn't all like those other 9 numbskulls. They must not have had parents or something, right? What did he do? He returned. Said, I got to give some 5 stars here. I got to at least say thanks, right? And look at what returning did, because he's returning to do what? Just give thanks. Thanks enabled something else to happen in him. Right. Amen? And I want to encourage us, when we turn to God, and that's why thanks is essential, because it turns our face towards him. Yeah. Amen? When he returned and with a loud voice did what? Glorified God. Is that right? It wasn't even like Jesus said, I hope he gives me glory because I healed him or something. No. What happened? In this turning to give thanks, he became a worshiper. Amen? So it was after thanks drove him that praise began to come out of him. Can you see this? Yeah. And with a loud voice did what? Glorified God. You know, there's a necessity for there to be, when there's a reality of God in our life, the greater the reality, the more it might come out of us. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. There's a necessity for a shout once in a while. No matter how we've grown up, no matter what we think of ourselves, amen? It's not an imposition that's being put upon us by this crazy pastor. It's an opportunity presented before us to glorify God for the reality of something that he's done. Amen? Okay, he glorified God, and then what did he do? He fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to do what? Not just give thanks. Isn't this interesting? But to give glory. What happens when you give glory? It changes who you are. This person was transformed. He wasn't just healed. What did he do? He had an impassioned contribution to the reputation of Jesus. You know what we need in our hearts? To go beyond just getting stuff from God is an impassioned response to the reputation of our God. Amen? Where he begins to be magnified from our mouths. But apathetically, but impassioned. Amen? Oh, isn't this a wonderful, that's why, you know what, I want to put on praise. He's worthy of not just mamby-pamby. Amen? He's worthy of glory. So after thanks, there's praise. Psalm 95, 2-5. And again, this is wonderful. Go back and read the rest of this chapter because he just goes on with this. Let us come to him with thanksgiving. What are we doing? We're going through the gate. But what are we doing with that? We're coming to him. Amen? And let us sing psalms of praise to him. Boy, this is when thanks really becomes powerful. It's when praise begins to be lifted up. For the Lord is a great God, a great King above all gods. You know, it's wonderful to go read David doing this kind of stuff, but we should be able to come up with some stuff. You know? The longer we live with our spouse, we should be able to come up with some other stuff. I just love thinking about my wife. I'm sorry, I'm just gonna do this. She's gonna get me later, but I just love, and she says, I don't want you just to say stuff, I want you to do stuff. Okay, I'm gonna do stuff too. But I like saying stuff, and I like noticing things, and I like, you know what I mean? And if we're living with the God of creation, there should be some stuff we begin to notice. If we're going to acknowledge him in all of our ways, it should have something coming out of our mouth about that. Yes. Is this right? Yeah. What I see here is a great potential. Yeah. And I'm not saying we're not doing this, but there is for all of us. Amen? What is it about praise? Because we can say, well, praise is our way to victory. How? Well, we go there with thanks, first of all. Amen? But when we get into his presence, we lose ourselves in the massive of who he is. Amen? Let us come to him with thanksgiving. We're obligated to come just for that, right? But then let us sing psalms of praise to him. For the Lord is great, a great king above all gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the mightiest mountains. The sea belongs to him, for he made it. His hands formed the dry land too. Man, he's getting passionate, isn't he, about God. This is not insignificant what he's doing. It's not just to be read and say, well, that's a nice thought, David. Thank you for giving that to us. No, it's to be emulated. Amen? And we develop our own relationship. You know what? We all have something to write about God. This isn't just for people that are gifted in that. No, God's calling all of us to have a relationship with him that is elevated, that is magnified with words. Right. Amen? With words that come out about how great he is. And what is it going to do? Well, let me keep going, okay. This is just essential for us in our relationship with him. Amen? And it's kind of like what I was talking about earlier. That's why it's so important for us to come together. Because this is significant in praising him that we practice together. How many do it louder here than you do anywhere else? How many get in your car and people around you start saying, man, something's going on in that car. Look at that guy. There's nobody else in the car. And he's acting like he's talking to somebody. Did anybody do that? I've done some of that, you know. You know, you can pray in the spirit that way, can't you? You know, and just kind of really get loud. It's like, but it helps when you can do it here, doesn't it? And I encourage us, let's do that when we come together. Let's magnify the Lord together. Amen? Why? Because this is how we live. You know how we live? We live by faith, don't we? It's really hard to have faith in something you never praise. Yeah. Is that right? Yeah,
that's good.
In fact, I believe the level of your faith goes right along with the level of your praise. And the level of your praise is not just lifted by, I love Israel Houghton. Man, he writes some of the coolest songs. And I don't love it all, but we're just so inundated with some amazing music now, aren't we? That is powerful. But just turning on somebody else's song and just listening to it and going along with it is helpful, maybe. But he wants something from us. Yeah. Amen?
Good.
All right. I know my wife would think I'm more romantic if I just quoted Shakespeare or something, you know, but I like what I come up with. I actually wrote her some songs, you know. What was it? Was it your birthday or was it Mother's Day once? I wrote this song and I recorded it and I put it in her CD drive. They don't have those anymore, but in her car so that when she went to take the kids to school, it would start playing.
That was before they came up with that. It's a thing now.
Oh, it's a thing now? You know what? I had this domain until I didn't know I lost it called giveasong.com. Don't you know that's worth something now? I got it for $30 or whatever it was, and I didn't know that it, you know, terminated or whatever, and somebody, anyway. Yeah. Well, yeah, with this AI stuff, you can do that real easy now. But, no, all right, we'll see. Where did I go? Can we come back somehow? We need to come up with some original stuff here. Amen? You might get AI involved. I don't know, but nah, no, let's just do it ourselves. Amen? Because he likes whatever we come up with. And here's what'll happen. Man, this happens to me. I love to write songs unto God. I love to write these things. And it's like, what always hits me is, I don't know how I'm ever going to do it again. Are you that way too, Hunter? It's like, I don't know where it's coming from again, because it's just kind of, you know. But you sit down and you start to write something. You come up with something about this God that's worth it. And it's amazing how it'll expand. Amen? And how much God likes that, but how much you need that yourself. Because there's a place in faith that requires the expression of your heart. Amen? There is no legitimate honor that's unexpressed, or thanks that's unexpressed, or praise that's unexpressed. Is that right? And when you go to talk to a mountain, it's really important that you've been talking about your God before you speak to it. Amen? All right, so I like this. And man, let's go here. Are you ready to go here with me a little bit? Okay. In thanks, there is beholding. So we've talked about this. What does thanks do? It gets your attention on the one who did something. Is that right? Now, you're thanking them for something, but your attention's been over there. Yay, everybody, we're actually looking where we should be looking right now, okay? So in thanks, there's beholding. But in beholding, there's transformation. Amen? What happens in praise is it's not just lifting God up. It's transforming you. Because now you're not looking at the problem anymore. You're looking at the one who's way bigger than the problem. And he's not about you just acknowledging who he is. He's about you changing your vision of yourself. Amen? Because it's not just the vision of God that will cause you to speak to a mountain. It's the vision that you're in him. That you're above it. Amen? And that's what praise does. Not just talking about you. We need to know who we are in him. Amen. We spend some time talking about that, right? But I don't want to be focusing on me to get my identity changed. I want to focus on him. Amen? It's in the beholding of his glory that I'm transformed. Amen? 2 Corinthians 3:16. We're real familiar with this, but let's just read it. But whenever someone turns to the Lord, I like to call that thanks. Amen? You just turn into him. What happens? The veil is taken away. Ah, this is the power of thanks. It takes you into courts where what you could not see about God, now you can. Amen? And again, what's so cool about seeing God, it doesn't just change your vision of God, it changes your vision of you. Amen? For the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there's what? There's freedom. What are you free from? You're free from that bondage of channel vision. Man, they had these horses. We took a horsey ride through Central Park, and it was... Okay, it was a carriage ride, you know. What was our driver's name? His is Javier or something like that, wasn't it? Or Juan. What?
Mario.
Mario, that's right, Mario. Oh, she's saying Mario on the way out the door. Oh, yeah. Man, I'm going to just spend some time praising Mario, if you don't mind, man. He knew all the, it's funny, he knew all the actors and stuff that used to live in these buildings. He got there telling us, all these actors, I said, is there anybody that still lives there? You know? <It's> Man, he knew where every movie scene was done. It's amazing how many movies have been done in Central Park. And it was so fun. But you know what those horses have on them? They have blinders, don't they? And you know what? This is what the world puts on us is blinders, and we can't see. And when we go into and we have the veil taken off, now we can begin to see. And we don't have to just be, we don't have to stay in this rut that the world will put us in. Is that right? There's freedom. We're not bound to that. Amen? So all of us, are you part of all? Amen? Who have had that veil removed. How do you have that veil removed? You go into the courts through thanks, through the gates of thanks. Amen? And what happens? The veil is removed because you're praising him there. Amen?
Yes.
Can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. And I said that like Antonio Banderas, didn't I? I just, okay. Can see, okay. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like him. Isn't this amazing? This is part of the power of praise. We're not getting God to do something else. We're becoming his tool for getting something done. Amen? Makes us more and more like him as we are changed into his glorious image. Amen. The purpose of praise is to be changed. Amen. And we don't even know it that it's happening because our focus is on him the whole time. Amen. All right, are you good? I'm just going to give some examples of how necessary this is. Praise is incredibly necessary for any victory that we're going to have in our life. How many need some victories? If you haven't, you're going to. Amen. Jesus, this is one of the precious promises that we have from Jesus. You're going to have trials. You're going to have difficulties. Amen. But this is why we overcome. This is how we overcome. Amen. We found out, when I'm going through something, I think of something he's done. I give him thanks for that. And now my focus is taken off of the thing I'm going through. And I'm able to begin to praise him. And now that little defeated person that trial was trying to make me into is transformed into this more than an overcomer because I've been looking at the overcomer. Amen? This is actually pretty powerful. If we'll let it be, amen? All right. Gratitude opens the door to identifying with the greatness of God, enabling faith for deliverance. Ah, how many want to be built up in faith? It doesn't just take reciting scriptures over and over and over again. It takes original praise going up to God. Yeah. Amen? Right. Acknowledging what he's already done and then allowing that to be an inspiration of who he is. Amen? 2 Chronicles 20:21-22. And when they had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of his holiness. Huh. As they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. We got some pretty good resources for praise, don't we? How many would like to have been the one that was designated to go in front of the army? You don't get to carry a shield. You don't get to carry a sword. You don't get to carry anything else. All you get to get is your... Did you know that they shouted praise? when you realize that the strongest weapon you have is your mouth and you begin to praise him, amen, it's not going to just be a mamby-pamby thing. Is that right? You don't reserve the right to be reserved. Amen? And what were they praising him for? Who he was. Who he is, his mercy, amen? And then what happened? Now, when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and what happened? They were defeated. Here's what happens is when you get your eyes off those little pathetic enemies that we have onto the God who's way more than enough.
Yeah.
And who is involved in this? Is this something that God just makes us do? No, he says it's something that's going to be relationship. I've done something for you, and now when you just give me thanks for that, now there's an after thanks that you can go into. Amen? Where praise becomes a release of something that's already in your heart. Amen? This is what's so wonderful. Each of us here today, I believe, know the Lord. We have the Spirit residing inside of us. And what's longing to come out is this praise unto God all the time. Amen? All right. And then God goes to work when we let him be who he is. Amen? Praise God. It's good to get on his side, isn't it? I think that's what's happening. That's what was happening at the front of the army. We've just decided to be on God's side here. If you can get God on your side, man, there's nothing that's too difficult. Amen? In the courts of praise, there's breaking of bonds. Acts 16:25. Oh, this is a wonderful story too. Amen? And toward midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and praised God in a hymn. And the prisoners listened to them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and all the bonds were loosened. You know, it doesn't say anything about thanks there, but don't you know when they were praying, they weren't focused on their problem? Amen? They were focused on their God, and they were praising their God. You know why? I know that they were thanking because they were praising. Amen? Here they are in bonds. Here they are, you know, it looked pretty impossible for them. And what do they? They find something that God's done. Amen? And that takes them into a place of praise that totally demolishes whatever is holding them back. Praise God. One more here. Hunter, if you can get ready. Are y'all ready to praise here this morning a little bit? Can we do it? Can we just practice this together? Joshua 6:20. Praise, the powerful after effect of gratitude. Oh, don't you like that phrase? It's an after effect of gratitude. There's something of great potential that we're in right now. Thanksgiving was Thursday, and we're after Thanksgiving. There should be an effect. Not a pulling back. Wow, a going forward into a place where the courts of God are magnified. We're interacting with the Almighty God who can do anything. Amen? As long as he's magnified as that. Amen? He will be what we magnify him to be. Praise God. So the people shouted when the priest blew the trumpets. What is this? I'm going to go into this just a little bit after this, but you think about the children of Israel. Who were these children of Israel that were going up against the walls of Jericho? All their parents had died, right, in the wilderness. What had happened for them very preciously was they had learned to obey God and to be grateful for what God did for them. They got some really great illustrations in this by when people bellyached about anything, what happened? The earth swallowed them up, you know, fire. I mean, and all these kids, they're watching this stuff, and they're thinking, you know what? I think I'm going to learn to be grateful. Yeah. Amen? And with great gratitude comes obedience. Because you're seeing what God has done for you, and you're responding to it with a belief that he'll do it for you again. Amen? Joshua 6:20. So the people, and this is after going around this city for 7 days, right? and not saying a word. And you could think, well, man, they got to be getting tired. But they had been given a word. What they had been given from Joshua was God's going to deliver you. Amen? This is what you're going to do, and God's going to deliver you. How do you come up with a shout at the end of this if you haven't been rehearsing what he's already done on the way to it? Amen? So the people shouted. Don't you know, they said, finally. When the priests blew the trumpets and it happened, when the people heard the sound of the trumpet and the people shouted with a great shout, what happened? Walls that should not have moved for centuries, they should still be there today, they fell. Amen? Why? Because there was a unified, no belly aching allowed, right? It wasn't even thanks. It was shout unto the greatness of God. Amen? You know what? He needs to be praised with passion. Can we have our whole team get up here? We're going to, you have that song ready to go? All right. I like this song because it just, man, it's in my range in the right place. You know, I can just do it like really loud and stuff. But I encourage us when we're doing this, let's praise him. Let's exalt him. And let's take, if we're going through something today, there's a great opportunity in this for some chains to be broken. Amen? So, let me finish what I'm doing here. And then let's give him some thanks quietly. Amen? So that we can enter into some courts of praise where the victory is. Praise God. All right, let me finish. Shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat. And then the people went up into the city. There's a place for us to go that God's going to take us. Amen? We're going to need to take some things. We're going to need to overcome some things. But it will come from a shout. It will come from a praise. Every man went straight before him, and they took the city. I believe God wants us to take Liberty Hill. Not hurting anybody. Amen? But you know that the enemy has a stronghold in a lot of areas in this community. Amen? But he wants us to be a part of going forward. And the more it can be something bigger than just my household, the more it can be this community, this world, this country. Amen? What happens when we go beyond this, it expands our vision of him. That's why it's so important to have a missions mind and to go beyond. Amen? Because it will take us beyond where we're at. All right, I want to look at it, the significance of gratitude in what happened to these children of Israel. And so we're gonna take a moment to be grateful. Amen? And I want us to find the worst thing that Satan's trying to come up against us with. If you can't think of anything, ask your neighbor or something. You can help them with it or so. But I want us to just spit in the eye of our enemy by giving thanks. Amen? And then to turn our back on that thing and to begin to praise our God. Can we do that together? Okay, before we go there, I just want to talk about this gratitude thing a little bit more, because how essential it is that we utilize gratitude, but then we utilize it to go beyond it, to a place of victory. Praise God. Gratitude fuels obedience, and obedience positions us for victory. If they had not walked around those walls, they could have never known the victory. If they had not shouted, they could never have known the victory. Gratitude reflects on past victories, which builds faith for current battles. Before the walls fell physically, gratitude had already collapsed them spiritually. Isn't that cool? Their shout was gratitude for a victory God that had already, that victory God had already secured. Gratitude shifts the gaze from the obstacle to the one who overcomes every obstacle. And when gratitude adjusts the vision, listen to this, praise becomes inevitable. Wow. Praise God. You know, rehearsal is so essential. Whether you're going through a battle right now or not, it's so good, man. Let's rehearse together. Praise God.